The theme of both the first reading and the gospel reading seems to be persistence in prayer. You know, that is the theme of Moses in that first reading, praying throughout the day, hands lifted to God in a position of prayer. And as long as he was in prayer, the battle went well for them. When he dropped his arms, they began to lose. It's the theme of that gospel reading about that widow. He keeps harassing the unjust judge. It is her persistence that finally pays off for her. The liturgy is trying to teach the same thing to us: the need to be persistent in our prayer. Persistence in prayer is a testimony to our faith. And if we continue to ask God over and over again, even when it may not seem that the answers are coming, it speaks of the fact that we have faith. We believe in God. We believe that ours is a God who cares for us. Oh, we may never get the answer that we want, but that too can be the answer of our loving God. Because not all that we want is for our well-being. I'd like to move a little bit from that theme and talk about prayer in another way. And that is, do we bring ourselves to prayer? Now, that may sound a little ridiculous. Obviously, we're there when we're praying. But do we bring our whole selves? Do we come to prayer with our fears, with our doubts, with our sorrow, with our joy? Do we bring the struggles that we go through in our daily lives to our prayer? Do we come to prayer with open hearts, open lives, sharing with God where we are, what's going on in the very depths of us? Obviously, God knows all that. And yet, we have to be open. We have to open all of that up so that the Lord can touch us in the deepest recesses of our lives. Some weeks ago, probably a couple months ago, I referred to this in using the title of a book, The Parish, A School of Prayer. It's a very tiny book that you can find in the bookstore in the office. It's a very quick read, a very good read. Recommend it to you. But I'd like to move from that now to kind of another aspect of what we bring to prayer. Again, bringing our whole self. Do we bring our gifts to prayer? You know, those personal gifts that we have, our talents, our charisms, to use another word, those things that God has given us that we somehow can do rather naturally. You know, we all know people like that. We know people that have just a great singing voice. They do that with ease. And there's some of us who can't do that even with a struggle. We know other people that are great speakers, great readers, great teachers, great cooks, great business persons. Some that are just naturally great parents. You know, we all have our gifts, each one of us. Things that God has given us that we do, and we do with ease. And when we do it, we have results from it. Do we bring that to prayer and thank God? Because those things aren't our doing. Oh yes, maybe we've worked to refine them a little. We've worked to get trained in them more. But those natural capacities are not something that we can bring about by ourselves. They are gifts to us from God. We don't earn them. We don't merit them. They are just God's gifts to us. And so one of our most natural things to do is to bring that to prayer in gratitude, saying to God, thank you. Thank you for the talents you've given me. But it's also to know that I don't have all the talents, that there's other people out there who can do things that I can't do, things that don't come naturally to me, things that when I have to try to do, I struggle. But another way we express our gratitude is not only by thanking God in prayer, but by taking the gifts that God has given us and using them well, using them for the service of others. You know, the talents that each one of us have aren't just for ourselves. They are things that are to be shared. Shared with the world around us, the community around us. You know, God doesn't just give us those gifts so that we can be great. He gives us those gifts so that He can enrich the whole community. Each of us has our gift to share. And when we share it, then the whole of the community is made richer. When we withhold it, then the community around us is impoverished. I've long believed that every parish has the resources to do what God wants that parish to do. But often those resources are not shared. And I'm not just talking about money. I'm talking much more about those personal gifts. You know, we have the gifts in our community to go out and evangelize. We have the gifts to reach out to the poor. We have the gifts to reach out to those who are hurting, who are lonely. But are those gifts being shared? That's the question. You know, from the very beginning, when God called Abraham, you know, Abraham was the first to receive the revelation of the true God. But from the very beginning, Abraham begins to form community around him. And that continues to grow throughout the time of the Old Testament. And then when Jesus comes, He begins too to form community. The community of those apostles and disciples. And then the community of the church, the body of Christ. And those communities are made rich and strong by the gifts of the individual members of the community. What people share for the good of others is what brought richness. And that is what brings richness to the church today. The gifts we share. The gifts that each of us have received without earning them or meriting them. The gifts of God's outpouring love. Those are the things God has given us. And He invites us not to be selfish with those things, but to share them for the good of all. In that very doing of that, we are strengthened, we are renewed, we are made rich. And the withholding of that We are weakened. We're impoverished. As we pray, as we bring those gifts to God, let us ask for the grace to be generous, to share what God has given us so freely, to share those gifts freely with the world around us.